Massimiliano Gioni, Artistic Director. Jim has become, in fact, not only an incredible interpreter of the best and worst of American culture, but has become himself a collector of various forms of the visual culture that define our everyday life, particularly through commercials, advertisement, popular manifestations. And so at the center of this exhibition, and to make it even more special, is a selection of Jim's collections, which are displayed on the third floor. The thrift store paintings collection, which he last presented in New York in 1991, which represents a kind of archive of different modes and types of vernacular paintings. Jim has always been fascinated by hobbyists and dilettante, and the thrift store paintings were a watershed exhibition in 1991 when they were first shown, particularly because they opened the eyes of high art to various forms of vernacular painting, which would go on to influence many contemporary artists like John Curring or Lisa Yuskevich and many other painters at the beginning of the 90s. Another collection project that is displayed on the third floor is The Hidden World, which is a collection of pedagogical and religious propaganda materials. It's an incredibly fascinating group of materials, and again, it's one of these projects in which Jim embraces the best and the worst of American eccentricity, and bring it together in a cacophony of images and sounds and texts and manifestos, as to capture, as one of the big banners in the center of the exhibition resides, as to capture the voices of both false and real prophets. And this idea of prophecy runs throughout the work.